We learned today that Lucas does a spot-on Zipper impression, and if ever Zipper needs a brother, it needs to be Lucas.
You've gotta play it for us. Yeah, exactly.
Do yours again.
Here we go. It's Zipper time.
And her brother.
dynamic duo.
And her brother Zipper.
what is it? Button.
Oh yeah.
Or
Buttonfly.
Buttonfly.
That's fucked up.
That was Carlos.
I sense a bonus adventure.
That yeah, it's so good.
That made me so happy.
You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
Let's get into the recap of what happened last time we all got together and played Dungeons & Dragons.
Recap!
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 For anybody watching, if you haven't caught up, that's cool. Just be aware that this entire stream is going to be full of spoilers. The best kind possible, though, so nothing to worry about.
Unless you've seen all the streams. And it's not full of any spoilers.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the streams, then one episode came out today, right? No?
Just for Patreon.
Just for Patreon. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're three behind then.
Yeah, but it's going to be fine.
Three episodes behind.
You can enjoy this whole thing without knowing too much of what happened in the past, but if you know what happened in the past, it's that much sweeter.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll spoil early Dungeons Rat things, but we won't spoil anything else, even if I want to talk about Into the Spider-Verse.
I want to see it so bad, too.
It's so good.
It's good.
It's so
real
good.
It's really good.
And it's so funny, too.
It's so good. Go see it in theaters, everyone.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored
by
them,
but
I'd love to be.
But please give us money.
We went to go see it, and our theater, they were throwing a birthday party for like a first grader or something. They left the lights on for the first 20 to 30 minutes of the movie, and they were just
drove me crazy,
dude. And these people, they were serving them like popcorn and like a special,
like a
Sunday-ish
looking ice cream thing.
They were getting served like two things or whatever, but they were the slowest people of all time. And then 30 minutes before the movie ended, the parents that were chaperoning these kids just said, fuck it, and let the kids go run around, scream, go up and down the aisles. It was pure chaos.
See, if this was a birthday party for cats, it would have been less disruptive.
That's true.
Yes. I don't know.
One of the kids got by the light switch.
Oh, yeah.
And like midway through the movie, they were just like, click, 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 click,
click. No one was stopping these kids.
For a while.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. You should probably go see it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will go see it again.
Do a group outing or something.
Yes, I
maybe invite your friends, Lucas and Patrick.
When I said group outing, I meant this group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Patrick Winnegar would be great. To
That's not my last name. That is a different Patrick.
Anyway, let's get into the recap.
So we began the adventure, and somebody from the party was missing.
I was.
Oh, what happened to Zipper?
So Zipper ended up befriending Gabriel, who lived in a... I have so many questions.
He didn't live in a pumpkin.
No, he didn't live in a pumpkin.
He
made this pumpkin for Hera.
Mm-hmm.
And because Hera's like... super into pumpkins.
But Hera's not a real person.
No.
Hera is three gnomes in a trench coat catfishing.
Are gnomes into pumpkins?
Well, are those ones specifically?
Yeah.
Were they into pumpkins or were they playing the character of Hera?
They were playing the character of Hera.
Yeah.
So they were like, let me go deep into my acting process. Yeah. Like, what would this woman...
What do women like?
That's how you make catfishing real, is you have to give them small details. Otherwise, they won't believe it's a real person.
That's weird that you said that very reaffirming. You said it like, that's what makes catfishing real, Carlos.
Zipper broke the news to Gabriel, and Gabriel was heartbroken, but also I got chill vibes from Gabriel. Like, it was going to be okay. He understood the situation. Him and Zipper had a lovely time, and so lovely that he decided to send her back.
Yeah, he did his best. He had a magic pouch on his hip in which he was able to alter the love link, the ring that brought you there, in such a manner where at least it would be able to teleport you somewhere close.
Yes. Into a, he changed it into an amicable parting ring. Yes.
He did.
But Zipper was also very close to getting them to travel with her.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And man, y'all, that would have been cool.
But now you have a friend in Tarmin, the other kingdom on the other side of the island.
Yes, who is a dairy prince. That's what I wrote down.
He is a wealthy dairy man.
Yes. he walks with a derriere.
Don't we, most of us?
We all have derrieres, dude.
All right.
Luke is all pissed off.
Okay. Oh, I get it now. Dairy air. I get it. Yeah. I didn't get it before.
I
was
I
just
thought
like,
you meant butt.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it was a play on
it
words.
Was, yeah, it's a play on
it
words.
It was
yeah.
a very good play on words, and that's why I had to acknowledge it once I got it.
Okay,
I was
thank
like,
you.
Oh, that was significantly better than I realized.
My arms are uncrossed. I am happy now.
I still think the way you interpreted it the first time is the better way.
It's just like butts.
Yeah, all butts. Right. Butts are funny. So what was the rest of the party doing when while this was happening?
Freaking out.
Did you say freak it out?
Yep.
I said freak out. Yeah.
We were trying to figure out how to get her back the best way possible.
And none of us agreed.
Nope.
We all had a different idea.
Yeah, and Lyric was pretty gung-ho on getting us to talk to the people in charge because he's a company man. Yeah. I just edited the episode last night. You're like, I'm a company man.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, he like yells it out. He's like, but I'm a company man.
Oh, I was going to have Gentle apologize, but not now that I know that you said that.
Well, Lyric's a poor kid who requires his military service to take care of his family. Everything he has thanks to the support of the Torin guard. So he has a lot of motivation to be a company man.
And then we ended up settling on going to one of the mage colleges.
Well, Gentle settled on it, and everybody else stopped fighting eventually.
Yeah.
What was the name of that one?
College of the Four.
Yeah.
And then we went there, and we met a guy, a turtle, who would not give me his sandwich.
Leo.
He did. He offered it. He offered it.
But
and then you didn't get it.
The end of the moral of the story is that Craig didn't get to eat the sandwich.
That was the important thing that happened last time.
Yeah. There's I was editing this last night. There's a moment where Craig and Squeege are just talking about the sandwich and why he didn't take the sandwich. We're in a lobby, so both Lucas and I are playing it like very like this or whatever. And then at a certain point, Lucas just snaps as Craig. He's like, well, I don't have the sandwich now, do I?
I also remember, I can't remember the exact wording, but it was like, every moment you're not eating, you're starving.
That is my favorite quote.
I want that on a shirt.
It is still true.
It just reminds me of like any angsty teen, you know, that's just like, from the moment you're born, you start to die.
It's my favorite Connor Orburst from Bright Eyes quote.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know I'm dying slowly, but it's happening.
I mean, he's got a lot of those.
Yeah, and I love it.
I love Bright Eyes so much,
too.
Guys.
I still...
Beavers and Mirrors. Lifted.
Do you really want to see me cry on stream?
Oh, man, I love it so much. Happy birthday, darling.
We love you very, very
much.
It's the plane is crashing and they're all going to die.
But they're singing happy birthday.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Anyway.
We scryed on Zipper.
Uh-huh.
We met a very kind old mage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Athar.
Athar the Green. The Great. The Egregious.
The Egregious.
Yeah. And so Athar actually helps to run the college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was telling us interesting stuff about like trade between Tarmin and the college. Like they were making magic stuff and sending them to that. I should have taken notes. Like I wrote down like Ashen Wasting Curse. Whoops. Just like... That's how my notes work.
Gotcha.
But he ended up being able to scry on Zipper for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we had something of hers. I believe you
had like a ribbon or
yes.
something.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. And when we saw her in the mountains.
Waddling down.
Just waddling down. Being her best in the nature. Making her way downhill.
Oh my God, I was about to say that.
Yeah, that's probably the song that was in her. Bright Eyes.
Yeah, Bright Eyes.
Yeah,
Bright Eyes. Yeah, when Vanessa Carlton was with him.
They're making their way downtown on a plane. The plane's about to crash.
Yeah.
But everybody's singing me happy birthday.
By the way, because speaking of Vanessa Carlton and because Christmas is coming up, if you haven't gotten the chance, listen to Vanessa Carlton's version of Greensleeves. It's amazing. Sorry. Go on.
That is actually relevant to my interests.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is Greensleeves a Christmas song?
I think so.
I thought it was just like a medieval song. Like a Renaissance festival
maybe,
song.
It's pretty popular.
Green is
Christmas
a Christmas
time.
Color, and sleeves are a thing you wear in the winter because it's cold if you're on this part
Get
of the planet.
Get your head out of your ass, Lucas.
You know,
it's
I
a,
didn't know.
It's a northern hemisphere.
Get your head
Christmas
out of your
song.
Derriere.
You guys.
So you saw Zipper walking down the mm-hmm. side of the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we like did one of those Can You Hear Me Now commercials, basically, where we were trying to connect with each other. Craig figured out where she was, right?
A general location.
Well, yeah. She also had a torch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's how we were able to spot her. It was the only light on
the
mountain.
Yeah, I made it with my crinoline because I didn't have a torch. I rolled bad.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes.
Everybody
Crafty
rolled pretty
AF.
Bad.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a mess.
Yeah. We didn't do great.
No. So, yeah. So you went beyond the wall and you traveled for a bit and then you saw a Zipper. But Zipper wasn't alone.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Surrounded by
flies, gnats,
like a flock of undead
swarm.
Yeah.
Large swarm of undead bugs.
Yeah. Or
something.
Some type of shadowy thing.
I don't know if it had a name.
Kind of airborne disease thing?
Was it called the ashen something?
I think because we used the word swarm, we kept thinking it was insects, but it's not insects.
It's not
I know
insects?
That what they caused was the ashen wasting curse because it's one of my only notes.
So I was assuming they were called ashen something.
You are right. It was ashen death or something like that. But they are small undead creatures. I mean, you could think of them as insects because of how small they are. But
they look like men. Just kidding. They're so creepy.
No, that's
just a
canon
bunch
now.
Of
Ew.
Undead dudes.
Yeah.
I'm
so if sorry. You use a microscope, it's just like
little dudes.
just little dudes.
I don't like that.
Just a bunch of little dudes.
Oh man. We're co-DMing now.
I'm cool with that. I co-DM with the listener already. I'm willing to share the responsibility.
How's that going?
Good, great. This adventure we're going to play today is going to be awesome.
So how does it work? So anyone who doesn't know, Patrick does a stream, right?
Yep. A day or two before we're doing this stream, I hop on. I have a Word doc opened, a Google doc, in which I have a basic outline of what I'm thinking I need, a couple of NPCs, a couple of situations, wherever I feel we could clearly be able to contribute to something. And then we just start talking. I hang out and I'll be like, all right, we have an NPC. I need them to fill this type of role. Let's start describing them. Great. What are some secrets they might have? Mm. Great. Now that we know these things, do we have in mind what kind of class and race they might have? So we just kind of work through all of the setups together and then start asking ourselves, well, how do they know each other? Why would the party be motivated to hang out with them? And you kind of get to see my process for creating an adventure and connecting different things, because that's the big challenge I'm giving myself for this, is everything that we say exists and we're in the same area, so they have to continue to exist.
Mm.
I really want to give it a world that by the time we're like 6 or 7 sessions in, we can just be pulling up things that we've already established. And we're already starting to get there, so it's very fun.
And that's on the Dungeon Rats Twitch, right?
Yeah, it's on the Dungeon Rats.
And when do you announce that? Is it usually the day of or the day before or?
The day
Day of. Yeah. So if you want to join in on this, follow us on Twitter. We will tweet it from the Dungeon Rats account, twitter.com/thedungeonrats, or follow Pat. What producer Pat?
At producer Pat. Yep.
Yeah.
It's on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is for the podcast people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That's okay. It's also on the screen.
It's in your ear holes.
Yeah. Yeah, podcast people, it's on the screen. Just imagine it. Just picture it in your brain. The screen in your brain. Great.
Yeah. So if you want to join in on that and you listen to the podcast, or maybe you don't use Twitter at all, maybe just get an account, follow Patrick, follow the Dungeon Rats, and then you can be privy to that, or just follow us on Twitch.
You'll get the alert. Yeah. And yeah, it's either Sunday or Monday night before this is when I try to, because I write a bunch up until then to figure out the gaps I want to fill.
Yep.
Back to the recap. So you ran into Zipper. You found each other.
Yes.
Out past the wall and the island where we know it's very dangerous. Anything can happen.
I will say that Craig heroically saved Zipper.
He literally ran into her.
He ran into the swarm. Got bitten up and saved her.
Yeah. Which was after Zipper had a magical girl transformation, which I think is really important
that's how I do mage armor, guys.
It was beautiful, and I will bring it up constantly.
So, yeah, Zipper was saved, but in the process of saving her, Gentle and Craig both were bit, and both are now suffering from the Ashen Plague.
Stupid little guys.
What is the plague?
We'll get more into that.
Do they know?
Okay,
cool.
They do know a little bit that the rocks on Craig started to break, and then Gentle there first started to gray a little bit. And that's basically where we ended the adventure last time. Now we're going to pick up the next day. So everyone got home safely. We're able to go their separate ways, go to bed, get a rest, and now their next shift on the long walk will be beginning. You ready to start?
Yeah, just one thing in that interim there. I assume that Craig went to see Tuff.
Yes.
Would Tuff have, I don't know, like, if he would have noticed anything or, like, reacted differently to me with what I'm being afflicted with?
Roll animal handling. Let's see. Above a 10, we'll say...
That's definitely above a 10. Okay. That's 18.
Yeah, I think Tuff would be somewhat protective of Craig. I think would have given Craig a hug and held him close as they slept that night.
A bear hug?
Yes.
Oh my God.
For those that don't know, or maybe have missed it, Craig has a bear that he keeps hidden inside of Torrent, and that is his best friend and almost little brother that he keeps there. So that's who Tuff is.
Also, probably Gentle forced them all to do a group hug after they saved Zipper. I just want it on the record.
It wouldn't have been forced, at least from Craig's perspective. Yeah.
We open inside the barracks. It is late, and the day shift is standing around looking as though they are about to leave. Kale, the young man with the scar down his face, is starting to take off his armor and put his sword away. Their shift, clearly, will be ending soon. We see the front door squeak open, and in walks Craig for his shift. He looks exhausted. His chest is no longer solid rock. It's crumbling away. The colors that normally shine brightly around his body look as though they are dim. He even has a slight limp. As Craig enters, he hears Kale say, "Craig, are you okay, man? You look awful."
Not feeling the best either. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think I'll be all right. Thanks for, looking out for me, I guess, huh?
But we all have our scars, and he points to his face.
I take a little piece off of my chest, and I'm going to assume comes away easily.
Oh, yeah, it just peels right off.
And I say, you know what? If the worst happens to me, and I hold it out for him.
He extends his hand.
Now you'll have a little bit of me with you.
He holds it tight. Thank you, Craig.
What was your name again?
I am Kale Vilmer.
Kale Vilmer.
The toughest guard on the long walk.
Right. You're welcome, Kale.
He turns back to his rest of his shift mates, and you hear them start to whisper to one another. The door opens again, and in walks Gentle. Their fur looks matted, and patches of it have started to fall out. They have gray hair all over their face, and it continues down their back.
Normally, Gentle, saunters in and will do, complicated handshakes with the, earlier shift and probably try to, pick Cal's pocket or do something else to rile him up. But today, Gentle just kind of, gives a little nod to everybody and then, makes straight for somewhere to sit down.
Again, you see Kale and the rest of the guards give you a look. And normally, it's a bit of, trying to one-up you. But they act like showmen around you. But you see a bunch of concerned glances come across their faces. The door opens again, And in walk Zipper and Squeege, looking perfectly normal.
Can I say that, like, Zipper's feathers are extra, shimmery today?
Zipper
actually looks fantastic.
Squeege's hair is parted on the opposite side, and no one has noticed yet. And he cannot understand why no one has noticed yet. It's insane. We're also, Zipper and I are actually having a conversation.
Yeah.
Too. What are we talking about?
Did you just roll to notice it?
Yeah, I did. I definitely didn't notice it.
I think we're talking about...
I feel like Zipper has a conversation for everything.
Yeah.
Like every moment.
That's what I was thinking.
So, the way to make a perfect pancake.
Okay.
Yeah. Is you get like some of the batter, you wait till it's like a stickier consistency, you know
wait,
what I mean?
So as I'm waiting, it's getting stickier.
Yeah, you have to like let it rest. Like let the batter rest.
Well, it didn't do anything. I mean, how long are we talking rest here? Because I just mix and I pour.
No, that's your
I'm
first
not supposed
mistake.
To pour?
No, you're supposed to let it rest. You whip it with your like whisk, you know, until it's like frothy bubbly. Yeah. And then you let it sit there.
I use a steak knife.
Whoa.
I don't have forks or spoons or wicks or anything like that. Not I just have a steak knife for everything.
Wait, is that how you eat all your food? With a steak, you just stab and go?
Yeah, or with my hands.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you have hands.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
I don't know. It feels weird now.
What? No,
because you ain't got hands.
I have feathers. I just like my wings, and I'm going to try to make my wings hands. Like,
oh. I can do exactly everything you could do.
I mean, not exactly
everything.
No,
do a thing.
Like this?
Oh, heck.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it. I was just trying. Oh, no, don't do that. Your feathers are going to fall off if you do that. No, stop that. You're going to hurt yourself.
Okay.
Okay, that's what's going on. Yeah. I walk in this room.
I want to watch this for the next 3 hours.
Well, you... walk in. Do you look around? Do you see your fellow guards?
Yeah. Can I roll perception?
Yeah.
See if I notice anything out of the ordinary.
Like if someone parted their hair differently?
Yeah. Important stuff. 16.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's pretty obvious that Gentle and Crag are not looking their best. Crag looks weak. Normally, he's such a strong physique. And Gentle, they look a little low.
Gentle is actually... like sitting properly on a bench, which normally they're like sitting on top of the table or in some weird contorted position, but they're actually like sitting normally and just like have their head on their arms on the table.
I watched Parks and Recreation the other day, and that reminded me of the episode where they get food poisoning and Ron Swanson is just in a chair, just like trying not to move.
Yes.
Zipper walks up to Crag. She reaches in her bag and she has this tiny little parcel.
Hey.
Oh,
you
good,
did okay?
Good evening. I've been better, but I'm all right.
I got you something.
Oh, well, you didn't have to do that.
It's wrapped in like brown, I don't know, like that plain brown paper and tied up with like a really ornate fancy ribbon. So like the paper is like plain as heck, but that ribbon is like, it's where it's at.
Crag will gingerly set it in front of him and very carefully try to not hurt the ribbon as he unties it. And once that's done, he'll open it up.
It is a tiny little book, and it looks like it was hand-bound. It's about this big, and it says, like, The Pigeon Call.
The Pigeon Call?
And it's, like, definitely like a children's book.
Aw.
Yeah.
The Pigeon Call.
Squeege is going to walk over to Gentle and just take a seat next to them and not say anything. Like be there in case they want to talk about something.
That's adorable.
Because it would be super rude just to be like, hey, you look really bad right now.
So Gentle's like head is sideways and like on their arms. I'm demonstrating this like anyone can see that. So there are like flicks when he sits down and they like open their eyes and they look over and they're like, oh, great, your hair looks nice.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I'm doing something a little bit different this time. It's on the other side. I think it makes me look a little bit younger, but also, like, stronger? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a bold twist. Thurn? I don't remember the word. It looks nice.
Thanks. So what did you say about their fur?
It's patchy, starting to fall out. There's gray streaks in it.
You, So you're doing something different with your hair too, huh?
Yes. Yes, I believe it is called dying slowly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what's going on? What, does it hurt?
Oh, yes. This is pretty terrible.
Okay. You shouldn't have come to work today. I mean, you should go see a doctor or something.
I do not know if they can do anything about it. It's from that thing from yesterday.
Oh, the swarm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened to you, Crack? Is that why your light is blinky?
And he kind of looks down at his body. I think this might be the first time he really notices it now that it's pointed out. And he's going to go,
oh, man, that's a little worse than I thought it was. I've never had this happen before. And like his color, even though it's dim, starts to turn to kind of this like seafoam greenish color. He just goes, thank you very much for the book.
I did have a copy of it, so I just wrote it out for you. And I drew the pictures, too.
Oh, I love the pictures, but, you know, I can't really.
I know, so I got it because I'm gonna teach you.
You're gonna teach me how to read?
Yep. Dr. Professor Zipper. For you.
Wait, which one?
Both.
Both?
All the titles, probably.
Oh, well, I'm really looking forward to it if I am... Make it that long.
No, see, don't talk like that. We shouldn't be focusing on reading right now. This isn't Make-A-Wish Foundation or something. We should be getting guys to the... they started building this building, but they only set the foundation on it, and they're just wishing that they can build more.
I feel like wishes would not be a very strong foundation for building. I would use, I don't know, brick?
Yeah, concrete? I mean, that's why it didn't get built. But seriously, we should find you a doctor.
Yeah.
Aren't you
a doctor?
No, you're a cleric, right?
That's a magic doctor.
I grew up as a cleric, but I'm non-practicing right now.
As you say this, you hear the door open again. You hear footsteps of somebody who's in chainmail. You hear Kale, who's about to leave, go, oh, it's the captain. And they all stand up extra straight.
Zipper does too.
Craig kind of stands up as straight as he can.
In walks Captain Keaton Scalelight, a short kobold dressed in chainmail. He is carrying with him a large shield and has a short sword tucked into its sheath. His scales glimmer a deep red, and his eyes are large, as if they see everything. He looks around the room and he says, calm down, everybody. It's fine.
Hype.
I wasn't planning on doing it.
Craig immediately does the Torin salute, which is just this.
For anyone listening to the podcast right now, Lucas definitely did what is it called?
Dab.
You did a drab.
Call it a drab.
It was drab because he's sick. Otherwise, it would be a dab.
And for anybody listening, Pat gave it a hard thumbs down.
All right, well, we'll write new canon.
I want to say that was not the first dab you've done.
Maybe. There'll probably be more.
It won't
Do you always
be the
dab
last.
in the same direction with the same arms?
Sometimes.
Do you use different arms?
Yeah, well,
you could do it this way too.
Yeah.
Oh, I was imagining like What's literally different arms.
Dabbing.
Oh, someone else's arms.
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's... Right arm bent, left arm straight.
Oh, that's really good. Good to know.
I don't know.
We're
I just
hip
floss
with the
all
kids.
Day.
We're down with the 411.
Yeah, we
floss
know.
Floss is where you do the hip thing?
Where you dance with the broom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the broom?
Yeah, I watched a lady explain to old people how you floss. And what she said was you hold on a broom, and you swing it in front of you, and then behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of helps.
Serena and I try to do it. I can kind of get it going, but then I feel like I start thinking about it and then I mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, woof.
Day shift. Get out of here. Night shift. We have to talk. I've heard some terrible things are happening here.
What kind of terrible things?
Yeah. You left your post without permission.
No, I don't think we did.
Then what happened, Squeege?
It was my fault, sir.
No, it was mine.
Captain, listen to me. Look at my face.
I see it. And your face, Craig.
Not Gentle's, though. Gentle still has their head down.
We uncovered a terrible plot. There was a package, and I intercepted it, and it ended up being in a romantic love story. I went to a different kingdom.
What?
Yeah. Stuff happened, man. Stuff happened.
Roll a charisma for me. I don't think it's an intimidation.
I'm not intimidating
at all. No, I don't know. It's a,
persuasion?
Is it persuasion? Just a straight persuasion?
Yeah, I think I'm really trying to give him the information, but I don't think Zipper is good at explaining it.
Yeah, so let's just go with persuasion.
That is an 8.
But you split up before you even got that ring, from what I hear.
So Gentle, like, sighs a little to themselves and, like, makes a big show of, like, turning around so they're sitting with their back to the table so that they can be facing this dude. But, like, really slowly, like, it is not comfortable. And, like, making unhappy noises the whole time. Just like, oh, fine. Sir, we had a man run up who claimed to be here for a delivery. So two of us stayed at our post to make sure that nothing else showed up, and two of us went with him to make sure that he didn't do anything inappropriate in the city, since we were not given guidelines on what to do in a situation like this. He ended up having an item, I believe, that took Zipper against her will to the other kingdom, and then we had to get her back.
And Zipper gets on the table, and she, like, starts proclaiming,
"It was a love leak, and I dematerialized, and then I rematerialized in a place of pumpkins.
Pumpkins.
And I made a friend, a great ally for our cause."
Who's this ally?
I can't tell you. It is a secret.
What about Lyric?
Well, about him.
Clearly, you did something to alienate your fifth member.
When Gentle and I stayed at the wall to defend it, there was something that came, and we fought it, and we defeated it. But then we sent Lyric to go get help, to get them back. We didn't think we could take it ourselves. So he went back into the city to find Squeege and Zipper. So we sent him.
But unfortunately, he wasn't able to find me because I never left my post, because I never leave my post, and I'm always here all the time doing good things and serving the country. Okay.
Roll deception.
4.
No, you left your post.
But also, I did leave my post, and I feel like being honest should give me a little bit more points and consideration in your favor.
Now, listen.
I want to roll persuasion. Yeah, roll persuasion. Shit, 5.
No, that's you're not winning my favor.
Okay, that's fair. That's actually a good call. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
We had to reassign Lyric.
Oh.
He asked to be off of this post. And that's the most troubling thing.
Oh.
That one of the guards doesn't want to be with this group. Now, I understand that there are circumstances. But keeping my eye on you, if more trouble happens, I'll know exactly where to look.
Captain Keaton, did Lyric give a reason for wanting to be reassigned?
He said that you weren't believers in our cause.
Oh, I'm a believer. Hey, Captain Keaton, what kind of baked goods does Lyric like? Does he more like a scone guy or like a cookie guy?
That's a thing for his guardsmates to know, not his captain.
I don't know if you have, like, that captain-mentor-mentee relationship, or...
No, I don't know.
No, all right, it's fine, it's cool.
Captain Keaton.
Yes?
Do you trust your guards, the people you employ to protect the city, to make decisions in matters of danger and crisis that are benefiting the city?
Yes.
That is what we did. Mm.
The fact that you alienated Lyric on the way proves that you are not cooperating as a team. And only together can we take on the island.
It seems there is one person who does not agree with the team, and that is the one that left. That is the only one that you have spoken to about this so far.
Roll persuasion.
Use luck point. Math is hard. 14.
He pauses and then says,
I know. Just one. Not in any sort of formal trouble. But no, I'm keeping my eye on you.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
She salutes.
At ease.
Oh.
She dabs.
His eyes turn to Gentle and Crag.
You two are clearly very ill. Unfit to serve.
I don't believe either of us are feeling top notch, but I would still like to be here.
What's our sick day policy? Is there one?
Yes, you're supposed to tell HQ.
Ooh, they're very, very sick.
Yeah, and I feel like I might be coming down with something too.
Me too.
So, yeah.
A smile comes across his face, and he says, "For the sake of the team, I'll give you all the night off, under one condition.
We hang out later and be best friends? Is that what you're getting at?"
"Not with me, but with each other."
"Oh, really?"
"Whoa. Okay, team building exercise."
"Yeah, but there's a different condition."
"I mean, you can come if you want."
"No, oh, I feel like I've been bamboozled."
"No, you haven't been bamboozled. Just come over."
"You just said you didn't have any plans."
"We're making pancakes."
"Uh-huh."
"I have to work. Someone has to cover this shift."
Okay.
"Well, yeah, that sounds like a good trade to me."
"So my one condition—"
"Oh, okay."
"—is to go see Cypress. He's our local herbalist who runs the Everlasting Bloom."
"Ah, Cypress Hill. I know him well." How come nobody laughed at that?
I didn't get it.
Name. No, it's good.
That's the first joke in my head, guys.
I made a very unhappy face. It's almost the same. I got it.
Insane in the membrane.
Okay.
"Hopefully, they can help you."
"So I don't know if this is what we have as contagious, but I believe we have the Ashen Death."
"What?"
"Yeah."
He takes a step back.
"Oh, it is contagious."
I don't know. Why take any risks?"
That's smart. "Does Cypress know how to cure that?"
"I sure hope so. He is our best herbalist. He has cures for many things. Knows the island well."
"That sounds like a good plan. Thank you for the evening off to take care of ourselves."
"Does he have like all types of plants? Like herbs?"
"Yes. Cool. I would assume so."
"Okay, cool."
"But like all types of plants, like—"
"Hey, Zippa, just be cool."
"So okay, sorry." "No, I was gonna ask
Zippa,
about
just be
like
cool.
This book I
no,
read."
"No, stop it."
"Okay." "But it's about this
no, stop
this
it.
Plant,
Zippa,
that took over the stop. World."
"What, Zippa?
Plant took over the world
in this book?
Is it from a little shop of horrors?"
"Yeah, it was a little market of terror."
"I love that musical."
"There's one thing we care about at Dungeon Rats: it's copyrights."
So he steps into the barracks. He excuses you. He like points to the door, expecting you to leave, and he appears to be waiting.
Craggle start limping out.
Zipper, or not Zipper. I always do that. I don't know why. I think I just like that name. No, it's just fun to say. Gentle pushes away from the bench to like standing, but in the same like slow, like grumpy way to like, get to standing, and then just like follow slowly out.
So there's four of us leaving, and there's usually five of us in this room, and the captain's going to take over by himself?
No. Well, the captain says he'll get it covered, and he's standing there now.
Oh, but like logic will say that there'll probably be like more people.
People coming.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Then never mind. I'll just leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Zipper leaves too. She
But he'll also do like a little cough.
Oh, yeah. Zipper's like dragging one of her wings like it's broken.
Both of you roll deception.
Crit fail.
Oh, man. That is a 10.
We're doing great.
Zipper, I'm afraid you might be getting sick.
Oh, no.
And Squeeze, stop faking it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've never been sick before.
Roll deception.
15.
I got quite the constitution on you.
Yeah. Hey, I know an orthodontist that'll take care. Okay, I gotta go.
It's the shape of my mouth. I'm a kobold.
Oh, okay.
I have like a long beak thing.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
Well, I wasn't talking. Okay.
I'm just explaining my existence.
You're alone in the room right now. Okay.
I'm just talking to the fireplace.
And the camera just stays on him.
Yeah. And that's the rest of the night. You guys can all go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once everyone's outside and we start walking that direction, I kind of want to talk to the group and just be like, I feel kind of bad, well, physically, but also emotionally about Lyric. I feel like the captain was right. I feel like we kind of pushed them away.
I think that sometimes when people are angry, I read this in a self-help book, sometimes we need to give people space, and then when they're ready, then we can have a normal, constructive conversation. But barging in and saying sorry when you guys are sick, I don't want to worry him.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking about going to him right now. I was just thinking maybe what we could do in the future.
and send him a care basket?
Well, maybe not for Lyric specifically, but maybe we look inward on what we could do. Yeah.
Yeah, but also Lyric's like a freaking knock right now, so like... I ain't about that life. Like, I'm trying to keep my job. He should keep his mouth shut. That's all I gotta say.
Junjil's just kind of still slowly shuffling towards the direction they said.
Yeah.
Where, God, all I can think of is Cypress Hill now. And I'm so mad about it.
Zipper doesn't actually, she wasn't there for that conversation. So she's just kind of confused about all of this tension with Lyric.
I think the biggest thing was that he did disagree with him.
Oh, you guys fought? Ooh, did you guys, like, fight?
No, yeah. No, I would have killed them.
That's true.
Yeah, I would have killed them. I could have killed them also.
I think you could have.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, you're kind of smiling when you're saying that, though.
No.
Are we killing him?
No, we're not.
Why are you nudging Zipper right now?
I'm sick.
I could hurt people, you know. I'm very strong.
I've seen you do it.
I'm tough.
Yeah, you are. I have a bear named Tough.
Yeah, I know you got a bear named... I'm just saying, I could have killed Lyric, okay?
I know you could have. I'm saying you could have.
Talk shit, get hit.
Even though we disagreed with him, people out there are going to have different points of view and think about things differently. That doesn't mean they're wrong.
Yep.
But sometimes it does, right? Someone can be right, though. That's a thing.
Yes. But I don't think that he was in what he was thinking was hurting anybody.
But here's the thing. How far did Lyric get in saving Zipper?
He was trying to save me?
Apparently not.
He disagreed on how we were going to save you. He wanted to go to the upper brass. If we had taken that long, we would not have gotten to you when we got to you. Well, I understand you are upset that I yelled at him. I could have been nicer. But also, I am not going to wait for upper brass to take care of people. They will never care about the people I care about as much as I do. And I'm not going... Gentle just, like, breaks off for a moment and, like, mumbles to himself in another language. And then, like, scowls a little bit. And is like, I cannot have this conversation right now. I'm going to the place. And, like, continue shuffling off.
Zipper... This is just a socially tense situation. So she makes that clucking sound that she made when she was with Gabriel. Uh-huh. It's like her awkward sound. So she like kind of clucks up next and trots next to Gentle.
Squeege, I don't think that even though what we did worked out in the end, right?
Yeah.
I think there's no reason to be mad at Lyric, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Because he was trying to do what he thought was best.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He didn't continue to do what's best.
He left it out for someone else.
He left it, yeah. He was more concerned about tattletaling than it was about saving.
He wanted to push the buck.
Yeah, has Lear gone to the brass and then, you know, something came about, maybe there was another team that got sent out to find Zipper, then I'd be okay. That's one guy serving it. But because he didn't get his way, or because he got his feelings hurt or something, he just tattletaled. He didn't try to save her. That's what I feel about the guy.
He didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. And now he's in a different group. Hey, are you okay, Zip?
Everything's fine.
Yeah, now he's in a better group. Maybe he used this positioning to like get in favor with the brass. I don't know. I don't know the guy.
I remember when it was just me and my bear. Things were much simpler then.
Can we please have a flashback to this?
Yeah, cut to...
Just
last
Craig.
Night, yeah. Tough and Craig cuddling.
I'm just imagining like a montage of like them running through a field of flowers and like
just doing simple things like tic tac toe,
killing wolves,
yeah.
In slow motion.
Blood just.
I picture them like Craig's made some kind of like stone version of Jenga that he's like trying to do with Tough, and Tough like knocks it over with his face, and Craig's like.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty simple.
Are we close to the place?
Yeah.
I think, this is it.
And in front of you, you see an unassuming shop with an unkept street sign that reads, The Everlasting Bloom. Generally speaking, this place looks like it is way past its prime. Front window is dirty with a small crack in it. Yet you can still see some light pouring out. As you walk in, you hear the ring of a door chime and are suddenly surrounded by plants.
Wow.
Everywhere you look, there are big ones, small ones, red ones, purple ones. Plants of all makes.
Nobody spit anywhere.
Why would we spit?
Yeah, that's not a natural thing we do.
No, it's from the book.
What?
The plant wanted spit.
And then I wanted spit. Oh, yeah.
And grew.
Oh, marketplace of terror?
The terror place?
Yes. Little market of terror.
Little market
you
of
guys.
Terror.
Yeah. Also, I can't spit. If I sneeze, it's just a puff of dust.
Do you ever get... But no, never. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to ask that question. Never mind.
Right.
I was going to ask if you got muddy when you got sweaty. But never mind. Never mind.
I don't sweat.
I don't think I do either. I don't know if I have sweat glands.
You probably pant.
Probably.
Is that...
Yes, that's
I
sometimes.
Pant, probably. Anyway.
I believe
the birds pant?
I don't know.
Why did everyone look at me?
We're not Carla and
McMahon. Just looked at me.
Bird expert.
So do birds pant? Okay, Google.
I don't think they sweat.
Do birds pant?
Yes. Sorry, I'm not Google.
On the website blog.nwf.org, they say, panting, like dogs, birds can pant to cool down. When a bird pants, it breathes quickly, moving air across the moist surfaces of its lungs, throat, and mouth.
Huh.
Great.
And we learned something
yes.
today.
Good.
I love the future, man. The future, it's just like all the things I would argue about for hours and hours.
Yeah. Well, because I was trying to think, because I had a cockatoo growing up, and I don't remember if it never sweat, but it did sometimes like do weird panty things.
Yeah.
Which looks strange because it has a beak and like a little like gray tongue.
Yeah, they have to let out like heat somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
from their mouth, I guess.
I'm so sorry.
As you are contemplating how each of you sweat, you see the door to the back room open, and in walks a fire genasi. His hair is very short flame, and he's being very cautious to avoid the plants. It says, hey, welcome to the everlasting gloom. How can I help you?
Craig immediately is drawn to this person because this is the first other genasi he's ever seen. And he goes like straight up, almost, he kind of fixes his limp a little bit in just kind of his hurry. He's just excited. His color turns to like a yellowish. And he goes, wait, you're a genasi, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, I am too.
Oh, yeah?
How did you become one?
I was born in the fire. About you?
You were born in the fire.
Mm-hmm. My mom was a fire, and my dad was a fire.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, I have so many questions.
Go ahead, ask away.
How did they make you?
Oh, boy. Do any of your friends want to feel how the birds and the bees
no,
work?
I understand
yes,
how that
I do.
No, don't let Zippa explain. It gets complicated.
When two flames love each other very much,
it gets hot, hot, hot.
Oh boy. No, well, I think I touched something that made me this way. I wasn't always like this.
What?
Well.
Yeah, so I was just wondering if that happened to you, but if it didn't.
I've always been this way, man.
I just really want to quickly state for the podcast, because I don't think they could hear Google, that birds do in fact pant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to turn that. I'll turn that up for sure in the podcast.
Amazing.
I don't think the stream heard. I just put it in the
chat. Yeah, because I saw them ask in the chat. Yeah. And I was like waiting for a polite moment to say it. Yeah. And I was like, die, stop everything.
Birds pant.
So you've always been this way.
As far as I can remember, man, but I do love the lush flower, so I forget some things.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? I don't use lush flower.
You look like a lush flower user. You know it makes the world taste brighter, man.
Squeege's eyes like light up, and then he just goes to look at like a very ordinary plant.
yeah, that's a daffodil.
So is it just plants everywhere, or
yeah,
is there
plants?
There's no like front desk area, or
yeah, there's a desk. Yeah, absolutely.
It's just also covered in plants.
Yeah, they're just yeah, it's very unkept, unorganized.
Is it like we're inside of a big greenhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So what can I do for?
Our friends are so sick.
Totally Polly, man.
What's his name?
Keaton.
No. Cypress.
No. Cypress.
Okay. That's why Cypress Hill was such a telling joke.
Oh, okay.
You want to be a rock superstar?
Live long.
It's from the bong.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hmm?
Oh, boy.
It's
oh boy.
The Leaning Tower of
Jesus.
No, that's all
that's
I hear.
I was like,
yeah, man.
Yeah. I wrote Pauly Shore from Goofy Movie.
Yes.
That's what I wrote.
That's what I'm going for.
That was 100% what I thought of. And then I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll just quote a Goofy movie all night. Don't do it.
I'm feeling good that you guys picked it up.
Anyway, what do you need?
We have an ashen death problem.
Do you know anything about that, Mr. Hill?
Ashen wasting, I think, is what it's called.
Oh, man, what a bummer.
It is pretty not
it's
great.
It's definitely a bummer.
He walks up to you again, tries to keep his distance to make sure none of his flames touch you. But he starts examining and looking you up and down. Oh, yeah, you got it real bad.
That came out weird.
It came out a little Jamaican.
Didn't mean it to. I'm trying to be Pauly Shore.
The weasel.
Totally Grandage, man.
Little Encino man.
Yeah, exactly.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, you need your four food groups. Remember?
Corn chips?
Corn chips. That's vegetables. You got your dairy, and he's got milk duds. And you got your fruit.
And they had the burrito, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the microwave rings, and he goes, meat eat!
He runs over.
Wow.
I want to watch that movie now.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, we moved away from a Goofy movie, so I don't get it. Oh, yeah.
That's my only Pauly Shore.
This table is lost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I've seen anything else Pauly Shore has been in.
John Astin, Pauly Shore, yeah. And Ben and Fraser.
Oh, I have seen Biodome. I've been to Biodome.
Viva Los Biodome!
So, yes, we are pretty sick.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing that can cure you.
What is it?
It's called lion's mane. Lions. Fortunately, I don't have any on me here in my digs, but I do have a friend who could trade you. Or you could always go outside the wall and get it yourself.
Is it close? Like, how far outside the wall are we talking?
About half a day's travel by foot.
What about your friend? How much, where could we find him and how much do you think he'd sell it for?
Well, Alia, she's a good lady.
Alia, you said?
Alia's a good lady. She's got a huge place down in the Ironborn District. Not far from here. She's, I don't know what she needs. Often she asks for favors.
But I could do favors.
You know, maybe she'd want some money. I don't know what her financial situation looks like.
Do you know if the favor would come before or after getting the cure?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
He, shrugs at you. You guys, I'm just a humble herbalist. Those are questions you're going to have to ask her.
Is there anything else? You are friends with Alia. Is there anything else you know about her you could tell us?
Do I need to roll for persuasion? Because I was really ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I just want to get more, if he has any extra inside info on this.
Yeah, no, that's great.
18.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. She got me a great deal on some lush flower seeds.
What's a lush flower? Everyone keeps talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Lush flower, it's an amazing thing. In fact, I made myself some suckers right here. Or, excuse me, sugar pops.
Oh,
There's a big difference between a sucker and a sugar pop.
Have you ever used lush flower for, your lemonade? Have you ever done that?
I'm gonna now.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. Or, cookies and brownies.
Yeah, most people I know use it for baking.
Wait, so is it a medicine?
Yeah.
It makes the world taste brighter.
Neither of you need it right
you
now.
You could taste the world in its brightness?
Yeah.
How much is that? I feel like I need to pick me up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you one on the house.
I'll take a couple houses. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll take a couple houses. I've spent enough time in a bar to know when somebody's trying to get you hooked on something. They give you the first drink for free, and then you're back all night.
Whoa.
Is this stuff going to get me hooked?
like a gateway to something else.
Why is Craig such a hall monitor now? you're like Rod and Todd from The Simpsons.
He's worked in the mines for a while. He's seen a lot of people just turn to bad stuff and just become withered away.
Yeah,
I think this is an intimidation role.
Look, Daddy.
So natural one minus one, so zero. Oh.
He puts it in your. He hands it to you. He's like, nothing to fear but fear itself.
I'm never afraid, and I'll start
take
sucking
a big
on
bite
it.
Out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Maybe we could have.
And Squeege starts clapping. You are the man, Craig.
I take whatever's out of my mouth. Whatever's left on it, and I hand it over to Zipper.
That's just stems.
Wait, I'm sick.
I don't want to get sick.
Took me up with a couple of coppers on your way out.
Yeah, I thought you said it was free.
First one, Anybody else wants
I'll
one?
I'll give him a copper. Or how much copper?
It's not very expensive. So, okay. Yeah, if you give him a copper, he will hand you a sugar pump.
Gentle will too.
All right, you got one as well.
Squeege wants to buy a lot.
How much, my man?
He wants to try to talk like code-wise because he doesn't want his friends to think that he's like a druggie or something. It's just like, what would be a way? What would be a cool lingo way to say like a brick?
Jeez, Louise.
Well, it'd a dab.
Like, it'd be like...
Because Squeege does have a lot of... doesn't he have money from the magic thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He has some money on him.
Okay. Well, I think it would be similar... I don't know. I'm like talking like from the 50s, but you know, you got yourself a dime bag,
yeah,
a quarter. Like what would... This would be... You'd use similar language, right? So like a gold sack or something.
Okay.
It would be like a big...
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Like would any of this,
especially if it's
piece?
Just a couple copper, yeah.
Yeah, it's not expensive.
Would any of this be similar to Thieves' Cant? Like any of this like lingo?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Maybe he'll say something like a dragon scale or something like that.
That's cool.
Gentle just like quietly smirks. They get it.
And he goes, let me go in the bag.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Don't steal anything. And he walks out.
Okay, I want to steal something.
Oh, me too. I've been so good.
What? So all different types of plants?
All purple, different types of
blue.
Plants.
Can I roll a nature to see what's if I see anything of value or something that's impressive or valuable?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't necessarily want to steal it, but I want to know how good is his stuff? Is his stash? You know what I mean? Yeah. 14.
You look over, and as you scan the room, you see sitting behind one of these tall plants. A gazelle like locks eyes with
like
you.
Like straight up a gazelle?
Like a straight up gazelle.
I thought you were saying that's the name of the plant.
No, like straight up gazelle. Looks at you like shocked and runs like four steps over behind another plant. And it's the same type of plant. It's big and thick. It's got a large trunk on it. Big, heavy leaves coming off the top.
Is it a real size gazelle or like a miniature gazelle?
It sounds like the size of a deer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gazelle.
Okay.
Full on gazelle living in the shop.
I love that none of us noticed.
Yeah.
Well, the first time you guys really did a roll to check out the room, and there's just a gazelle, like, and then.
Oh, wow.
But it's this, a very similar looking plant it went to hide behind.
What did I eat?
No, it's a real gazelle. It's,
Can I talk to it?
Okay. I'll cast, speak with, animals.
Okay.
And I'll kind of slowly make my way over to it. Hey, it's all right. I can understand you. You can understand me.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Go. Yeah.
Did you
talk to Cypress all the time. That idiot likes science fiction, but I love crime dramas.
Oh, okay.
What's he saying?
What are you into?
What's he saying?
I'm into, have you eaten one of these pops before? Were you a person?
No.
And then you ate a pop?
Whoa.
And now you're a gazelle?
Nope, always been a gazelle.
Oh, thank God.
I live here.
Oh,
Cypress is my friend. We talk about things.
Oh, okay. And then I tell the group, he's saying that he's a real gazelle.
Okay.
He didn't turn into one by eating one of these pops. So
why was
right.
that an option?
Never. Yeah, and Zipper like knows where that was coming from and takes a big
bite
of the lollipop.
All right.
Okay.
He
this
says
is fine.
He's friends with Cypress, and that they talk about. I think he said that Cypress likes science fiction and he likes crime. Dramas.
I called that in like 5 seconds.
He speaks very quickly.
Okay.
Hey, ask him if he's read the crime drama, The Rusty Scene.
No,
have you?
Ask him if he's read the I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Have you ever read The Rusty Sink?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Oh, I love that one too.
He loves both of those.
Okay, Craig, ask him where the best stuff is in this place.
Where's the best stuff?
How do you mean?
Like I don't know. It's just stuff.
Tell him the stuff. Tell him the stuff that Cypress like hides from everyone.
Does Cypress hide anything from people?
I think you're gonna have to roll. You already said he's Cypress's best friend,
right?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have to roll.
Craig's just a middleman.
Yeah, exactly. So he's gonna just say, he goes, yeah, but it's in for a reason.
Oh, I don't think he's going to throw out his best friend, and he said something about the stash.
Okay.
Cyprus didn't have a mustache, did he?
No, stop it, Craig. Craig.
This would burn off on him.
This is very important, okay? Oh, we need to find out what exactly that means, what exactly a stash is. There's a limited supply out here, okay?
Wait,
are you addicted to this stuff?
Squeege is like scratching his neck.
Wait, ask him what he thinks, what is his theory about what happened to Ron Janae Bamsey.
What?
Do you know who Ron Janae Bamsey is?
Totally did it.
He said that he did it.
I agree, it was definitely the bride.
I didn't catch your name, Gazelle.
Oh yeah, Gary.
Gary, nice to meet you.
Was that planned? Oh, I couldn't tell.
I just thought it was funny, Gary the Gazelle.
Gary, I have one thing I need to request from you.
You seem like you've requested a lot from me already.
No, this is a personal favor.
I just want to talk about fiction. What's your favorite fiction?
I can't read.
What a horrible existence.
It's not the worst. So, my friend here, and I kind of nod a little bit over to Squeege.
Squeege is going to wave a little bit.
Craig thinks he's being very subtle. And he says, whatever you do, don't let him take anything in here. He's addicted to this stuff.
Wait, is he talking real?
I'm talking
gazelle? It comes out as gazelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I do an insight to see if he's... So
judge, read the gazelle's face.
Yeah.
Read the gazelle's face.
Yeah, I can see him.
I'm thinking Craig is asking where the stash is. And usually when someone is trying not to give something away, they look in the opposite direction. So I want to be able to, I want to keep an eye on the gazelle to see if he's trying not to look in a certain direction. 17.
The gazelle rolled a natural 20.
Ooh.
Wow. This gazelle is hard.
The gazelle just locks eyes with Squeege.
Okay,
gives
good.
A, gives a heads up, like, you know, a chin, like, I see you.
Squeege is afraid of this gazelle right now.
While this is happening, Gentle just glances behind the counter to see if there's anything down there.
Roll nature.
8.
You see an assortment of plants. It's hard for you to know the difference between them. There are some that are different colors. There's a blue one.
Are they pretty?
I mean, yeah. Cats like plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're all pretty.
They're all pretty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bush cat.
Gentle just casually, like, slips a flower off one of them.
Okay, roll a d10.
Ooh. 1.
That could be good.
Oh, he's writing stuff.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to look it up in a second. Oh, no. I don't want to do it now. I'm going to save it for the break.
Oh, dear.
So you pick a random flower and you put it into your pocket. Just as you place it into your pocket, Cyprus emerges from the back with a huge brick of lush flower in his hands. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is for you. Ooh.
A full dragon scale, huh? And it's probably like even shaped like a
this.
Scale. Yeah, like a guitar pick or something. You got a backpack or something that I can just throw this in? Or like a bag or some type of canvas sack? Or
what do you think this is?
Oh, what am I supposed to? I'm going to be walking out? Like,
you're
with
not
this
at
stuff?
A Trader Joe's?
What did you...
Are you baking a lot of baked goods?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
We could make some for Lyric. I bet he'd be so happy.
So I'm going to take off my cape and wrap it and then use it like a messenger bag.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you had a cape.
Oh, yeah, he has a cape for sure.
Roll a sleight of hand or dexterity of some kind to figure out how tight you tie this thing.
10.
Also, are we high?
Yeah, our zipper and Squeege, or zipper
it hasn't kicked
and
in yet. Yeah.
Okay.
But right. Soon you'll taste the brightness of the world.
Oh, I'm excited. She hung out with like a 12-year-old girl for the rest, like, whole life. Like, she doesn't know any of this.
Craig did the equivalent just with a bear, so.
And you've got a huge brick.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Cyprus, we met your Gary.
Ah, yeah, man. Gary rules. Guy likes crime dramas too much. I like the fantasy of science fiction. Yeah.
They're both good in their own ways.
I like to escape when I read, not experience the true darkness of the world.
What's your favorite science fiction?
Bar Trek.
I'm sorry, what?
Bard Trek?
Mm-hmm.
It's about these... four singers that go to space.
Yeah, it's been on for like 50 years. We all know Bard.
Yeah, which one is your favorite? My favorite bard is Piccolo. Captain Piccolo.
Oh, I love Captain Piccolo. But I've always been more of a Baneway fan.
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, she's pretty good, though.
She rules, man. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. You guys need to go see Alia.
Okay.
Here's her address if you want it. It's, again, she's in the Ironborn District at 433 Shimmer Lane Way.
433 Shimmer Lane Way.
Yeah, and it's a big old house. It's a big place. You couldn't miss it if
it
you
is,
tried.
She is at her home? She's not in a store?
At this hour, I'd assume so. I'll send her a message to make sure that she knows that you're on your way.
Oh, that's very gracious of you. Thank you.
Cyprus.
Real quick question, okay? You said that we could also find this outside the wall?
Yeah, if you wanted to go on your own, you could find it. It's about a 6-hour or so journey down on the east side of the Matrano River. There grows some wild lion's mane, but you got to be careful out there. A lot of people die.
Yes, we are familiar with this.
That's how this happened.
Mm-hmm. Up to you. Now, I don't want to send a message if you're not going to go see
Alia. Should send the message.
Yeah, I think we should see her. But I swear, if she is three gnomes in a trench coat.
And at this moment, you suddenly feel super high.
It's good stuff, right?
Zipper doesn't know what to do.
Wait, what happened?
Greg, we're over here. We're over here.
He's talking plants.
Thank you, Cypress. That would be very nice of you if you would send the message.
Oh, I'll send it right away.
You talk funny.
Gentle, pats Zipper on the back and, points her in the direction of the door. She goes to the door.
Craig turns to Gary. Gary.
Yeah, man.
It was an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Same. You should learn to read. You're missing out on a bunch of good crime dramas.
You know, I have maybe a new best friend that's going to teach me how to do that.
Are you talking about me? I'm not going to teach you how to read.
No. And Craig just starts crying.
He's an emotional. He gets really emotional when he does drugs.
Aww. You shouldn't do drugs, bro. All right, and you walk out. Do you make your way toward...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how far is
the
it?
The Ironborn Would District? It's a few blocks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. A good 15, 20-minute walk.
Zipper is, when she's walking, it looks like, if you're just looking at her, it looks like she thinks the floor is sticky. So, she's, picking up her feet, and she's placing... It's very weird.
Is it like that video... Has anyone else seen this of the parrot that's walking and it looks like it's angry? So it's body is way back and it's yes.
Yes.
That's great. Awesome.
Sorry to the podcast who didn't see me demonstrate that.
While Zipper is walking, Squeege is kind of getting deep in thought, explaining things to Zipper. It just doesn't make sense, okay? The entire alphabet, right?
Right.
The entire alphabet, all new letters, right?
They're old letters.
No, but someone's making the alphabet. They don't have words yet, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're just here's all the letters that we're going to use to make words, right?
Right.
Okay, who's the jerk that came up with W? You need an actual word to explain what that letter is. It doesn't follow any rules. It's breaking rules.
It's breaking rules.
I feel like someone went back and added a W.
Oh, you think they went back in time like a time dasher?
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's definitely a time dasher scenario going on whoever made the alphabet up. Because it doesn't make any sense. If anything, it should be called woo.
I think...
Woo, right?
And an N and a Z, that's just lazy. You just tilt that N and it's a Z.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, these are such old hands. Look at my hands. Whoa. They look so old.
Have you done a lot of work in your life?
I was like a baby an hour ago, and now I'm just... I'm an old rock gnome now.
And she puts her wings out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my hands, my... glistening, gleaming. Am I too bright?
I think. Well, you're all bright.
Am I too bright? I'm bright, right?
Yeah, it's just we're gonna get old one day.
Oh, what day?
We're gonna get old and we're gonna die. And we'll be dust.
I just love. Because they're having this conversation, and on the other side of them is walking Craig and Gentle, who look like they're
dying
of old age.
Dying.
Also, Craig's colors are. Running through the whole spectrum slowly over and over again, just almost like on a pulsator.
Yeah.
And then he's looking at Gentle and going, Why do we walk upright? Doesn't make any sense. Because if we walked down on all fours, we'd be able to go faster.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.